with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known.
God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life.
O Lord, open thou my lips,
and thy mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
In the latter time, the Lord has made glorious the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He grew up like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and well acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him the punishment that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. He will swallow up the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the shame of his people he will take away from all of the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall rest on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand
until I make your enemies your footstool."
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of power in holy garments.
From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. We have come at last to Christmas Eve. For some of you, especially for children, and for any of you who are children at heart, Christmas brings great hope and great expectation. The closer the day comes, the more the wonder of it grows and grows and grows, until the great day finally arrives in a flurry of wrapping paper and cookies. Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But for others, Christmas brings great weariness and stress. The closer the day comes, the greater the burden of it grows and grows and grows, until the dreaded day arrives in a storm of chaos, tension, and sadness. It's the most challenging day of the year. Of course, we all want Christmas to be wonderful and not challenging. But wonder isn't something you can manufacture. You can't just create it. It doesn't appear out of thin air. You can't bake it. You can't buy it. You can't open a box and find it. And although Amazon can deliver a lot of things, they cannot deliver wonder to your door. And it's not like normal life gets put on pause for Christmas. Financial worries, family issues, health concerns, job stresses, losses, and heartaches don't take the holidays off. If anything, they often become worse at this time of year. And I know how it is. We don't want it to be like this. We may even feel guilty about it. We vowed that this year would be different, but it's not. And we approach Christmas weary and worn down. A weary world. And not only a weary world, but a really, really cold and weary world this year. Not only the world in which you live, but also the world of the Scriptures. Our first reading from the book of Isaiah captures the weariness of a world caught up in commerce and in wealth, but a world that is rapidly falling apart. It was 700 years before Christ in the land of Israel, and the leaders thought everything was going great and it would all be good. But in a short time, darkness would descend. War would come. There would be violence. There would be enemies at the gate. The world would become very, very dark. And that is the weariness to which Isaiah was speaking when he said, "A light shines in the darkness." He was acknowledging that the world has much darkness in it. The world is a challenging place. And the world of Luke chapter 2, Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Christmas cards make it look warm and cozy and wonderful, but I don't think that's how Mary and Joseph felt. A long journey to Bethlehem, not finding a place to lay their heads, being relegated not to a guest room someplace, but to the place where the animals stay, and then the weariness of giving birth to a child, her firstborn, not in the circumstances she had imagined, with a cloud hanging over their heads and question marks about this child in a place that isn't even home to parents who are impoverished. And out in the fields nearby, shepherds, in the middle of the night, I'm sure they weren't cozy and warm and having a glowing life, but worried about what might happen to the newborn lambs, being with the birthing mothers, taking care of their flocks, so that they could be sacrificed in the temple one day. Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, and a weary, weary world. And it was into that weary world that Jesus was born. Into a world not filled with great joy and great health and prosperity and everything going perfectly well, but into a world that was dark, into a world that was broken, into a world filled with sickness and with sinners, into a world
that desperately needed a Savior. And for us, the Savior was born. We may feel weary this Christmas. We may be burdened by what's happening in our lives or in our world. We may be stressed out by all of the activities and preparations for this time. The joy that we find is a joy that comes from outside of us. The joy that is found in the Savior who is born for us. Apart from him, we will find only weariness. We will find a treadmill. We will find difficulty and challenge and darkness. But Christ is the light of the world. And he came for you, and he came for me. And he came that we may find in him the light that we need. A light that no darkness can overcome. A light that shines no matter how weary things may become. For you, a Savior was born. And he was born not only into the weariness of the manger, but he was born for the darkness of the cross. It is on the cross that he bore the sin of the world. On the cross that he suffered that we might have life. On the cross that he went through the depths of darkness that we might live in light with him forever. Dear friends, you are here tonight because you know there is something more. And you know there is something greater. And you know there is a meaning deeper to this season than everything that happens outside. You are looking for something. And it is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world. He is the one in whom a weary world rejoices. Because he alone brings life and light and salvation and forgiveness and hope. In him is your life and your light. So rejoice in him this night. Whether this is the first time you've set foot in a church in a year because you use that old phrase that the roof will probably cave in, or whether you're here every Sunday, this is the Savior whom you need, the Savior who is born for you. And he is the reason for this season. Everything else that happens can be good and can be wonderful and can be joyous. But apart from Christ and his birth, there is nothing to it. So, dear friends, bask in the light and the warmth and the glow of the Christ child, the one who is the Savior of the world. And know that what Isaiah wrote and what the angels told to the shepherds is told to you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government, the weight, the burden, the rule, the life, the salvation shall rest on his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He was the hope of the world. And he is the hope of the world still. And he is the one in whom Mary and Joseph found joy. He is the one in whom the shepherds rejoiced. He is the one to whom Isaiah pointed 700 years before. He is the one in whom we, whether with great expectation and hope, or with weariness and burdens, have come. For in him alone we rejoice. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We confess our faith. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person,
purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Let us pray. O God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace once again we celebrate our Savior's birth, we stand in your presence with holy joy because you have fulfilled the promises you made to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses and the prophets, and to all your ancient people who waited for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we pray, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through your Son's birth, all of us here may be born again in our spirits to the blessed future of everlasting life. O Jesus, Son of God, we bless you for becoming flesh of our flesh and for making us rich beyond thought with overwhelming gifts from the treasures of your grace. You have made reconciliation for all sins, so that now we have peace with God and entrance to the Father. You became the Son of Man to make us children of God in you. Give us all a pure, childlike faith to adore you in your lowliness, and give us grace to see the glory shining through the veil of your humanity, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life, that we may love you as you have loved us. Be our light in darkness, our plenty in need, and our ever-present help in trouble. And as you descended from heaven to earth to save us, give us power to ascend from earth to heaven, to the glory of your great and awesome name. O Holy Spirit, we praise you for your comfort and guidance. Turn our hearts to ponder deeply the sublime mystery of God's birth as man, and help us to embrace our Redeemer in true faith as our most precious possession. Amen. Fill our hearts with his peace, his comfort, his life, and his joy. Let us celebrate this feast so that when it ends, we will, with your blessing on us, take up again the burdens of our different callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do your will. O holy triune God, who would rather be praised for mercy than for justice, we glorify you, for you have turned your eyes toward the lowly. Let your covenant of peace endure forever, so that we may rejoice in you now and in the endless world to come. Amen.
Yeah.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Amen.